Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Liverpool, Manchester United in the Europa League tonight. First leg. Let's talk with Dominic Matteo about this one. Morning to you, Dom.
Morning, Steve.
Terrific tie. It just always adds something different, doesn't it, when it's Liverpool and Manchester United, but put into the equation in a European competition and it becomes somewhat special.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've woke up a little bit giddy today and I'm not even involved. You know, it's one of those days, isn't it, when you play Man United, but especially, you know, your European tie adds that little bit of spice to it, I suppose. But it's a massive game for both clubs for a lot of reasons. And I think, you know, Jurgen Klopp said, you know, in his conference that, you know, we can't go too gung-ho tonight, Liverpool. You know, we have to be a little bit guarded. That Man U do pose a threat on the break. And, you know, it's going to be an amazing couple of games and they're really looking forward to it.
I mean, is this a case of what better could you get? What more could you want than Liverpool versus Manchester United in Europe? As a player, would you be absolutely pumped up by this?
I mean, I think you want to use that to your advantage. You know, you're playing Man United, but not overly so. You know, you have to be disciplined. I think the manager talks a lot about that, especially in games like this. You know, keep 11 players on the pitch. But like you say, I mean, for a player, these are the games you want to play in. You know, throughout your career, the Man United games for a Liverpool player are always huge. The Everton games, or all the games that mean so much to the fans. And, you know, tonight at Anfield, the atmosphere is going to be electric.
Was there a different sort of feeling in the tunnel just before you were coming out, Dom, for those fixtures?
I think there is. I mean, the night before or the day before, you know, you're really thinking about who you're up against and who you're playing against and, you know, what you're going to try and do to stop him play. And I think it's the same for every game, but there is that extra added spice because of the fans, you know, how much it means to them.
And there's a good piece today where Ronnie Whelan's interviewed in the Daily Mail. He was saying, I got so wound up before these games, I'd nearly be sick. Just wanted to get out the house. I wanted to be on my own to prepare for what was coming.
Yeah, I mean, every player is different. Every player, you know, prepares differently, and there's small little things that they do. But like you say, I'm sure the team will be in a hotel this afternoon, they'll eat together, you know, get some kip, and then, you know, it's on to Anfield on the bus or in the cars, whichever way they get there. But like you say, everyone's individual. But I can understand how Ronnie feels. I think it's like a nervous energy, but you just want to get the game to start. You know, you get into the warm up, you can feel the atmosphere in the stadium, and then as you walk down that tunnel, you know, that's really when it kicks in. But it's an amazing game to play in.
Hope the referee can keep control of it. I saw John Bradley tweeted last night: Liverpool versus Manchester United, refereed by Carlos Velasco Caballo of Spain, 6 reds and 63 yellows in the last 10 games. Oh. He's done. Be warned, says John Bradley.
Yeah, I think he's right. And I think that, you know, obviously Jurgen Klopp in his conferences spoke about discipline. And I think when you're playing in these big games, you do need that. And, you know, the last thing you need is a player to get sent off for a silly foul. And obviously, knowing the referee's got a record for sending players off and booking people, you know, like you say, you have to keep your nerve, keep calm, play the game, not the occasion sometimes, as they say. And like you say, I mean, listen, there's going to be a few tackles. Sometimes I think a ref's got to let a few go in a big game like this, because you've got to understand it's Liverpool, Man United. You know, you can't go booking people too early on in these games. But, you know, foreign referees sometimes see it differently.
I have to say, Graham Poll's put here, Caballo is Spain's top referee, having been to the Euros in 2012 and the 2014 World Cup. So he actually puts us in safe hands tonight, does Graham Poll. I think we want a few tasty tackles, as you say, but actually the last Liverpool-Manchester United game really didn't live up to the billing, did it?
No, it didn't. Like you say, we always expect so much from these fixtures, and, you know, sometimes because there's so much at stake, you don't actually get the game that you probably think that you should deserve to see. But, I mean, like you said, it's a massive game for both clubs. There's so much at stake. You know, this is still a route to the Champions League at the end of the day. And also, you know, for both clubs, not a lot to play for. You know, we're both trying to get in the top four. So it's a massive game for both clubs for different reasons, Steve.
I just hope for you that Liverpool do well tonight. Dom's on duty on the Legends tomorrow with Sharpie. Otherwise,
yes,
it could be...
Right. I was just thinking that, Steve. Yeah, Sharpie will be... What's the word? If Liverpool get a bad result.
Yeah, I'll be passing the tin hat to you. Yeah. Dominic Matteo, thank you very much for your time, pal.
Pleasure, Steve. See you tomorrow.
Take care. That's Dominic Matteo being in the hot seat tomorrow night for the Legends from 6:30 on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.